I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Edition of Skim. Kim, show me where the river is. You're a river spotter, Kim. So is this it? Are we going over?
Part of it, yep.
Oh, I can't see it.
Sorry.
We're in the cavernous, sort of weird bit of Arizona that's like cave, not caves, but a canyon cut out where you get no internet.
No internet. We're right between Utah and Nevada.
We died in here, no one could get to us.
No one could find us.
Nope, except the guy right behind us. And then he would crash into us, and then no one could find him.
Oh, okay.
And before you know it, there's 50 people no one can find. Anyway.
At least people will be looking for us.
Yeah, that's true. But this is always an interesting bit of this trip, because usually it's really gray and nasty in here. Like, not a lot of plant life.
Red rock and brown.
But this year, with all the snow and rain, it's green. I don't know why I went.
It's not easy being green.
No, it's not. But look at this. Like, this is never here. This, even this baseline stuff here by the edge.
Yeah, flowers, greenery. We never see that.
So having a way less droughty summer, or winter rather, is definitely helping. If this is what you want, I don't know. Maybe we don't care about this passage, but it's sure nice. There's flowers here. Look at that.
Yeah.
Beautiful. There's like a rushing little river down there. Usually that's like a dead little dirt bed. Doesn't do much. Is this it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see.
It's flowing pretty
a better shot
fast
of it.
There.
Oh, yeah. See, that's a lot compared to what it is usually.
Moving.
There's lots of room to grow, though. If you haven't been through here, you should drive it once, because it's wild to see basically big, giant scars from the machines that cut through here.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't just... It wasn't like 50 dudes in a you know, each with a shovel.
This was excavated.
Yeah. And it's like... just big scars and like, I don't know, it's like there's some majesty of nature clashing with man's overthrowing of nature, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because before now, how would we get through here? We'd have to go over it.
You'd have to go around it.
Around it or over it, that's how they did it. I wonder if anyone actually went over it and didn't die.
I don't know, I think they probably did at some point to know that you could get through here.
Like early old, you know, old-timey, like,
it wasn't
pioneer
a
types.
Four-lane highway, either. It was, like, a tiny little bit through the middle.
Yep. It's a really loud road, though.
Sorry about that.
No, it's just coming through the car. Whew, there you go. There That's you better. Go. Anyway, so this is day one of our Vegas trip for
Vegas
TMS
Adventure.
Vegas. Viva TMS Vegas. And because we had no time to get a skim out before we left, we thought, well, why don't we record here and there throughout the week, and then we'll compile it into a show. So when we get home, you'll have a fresh, hot...
A fresh, hot skim.
Right out of the oven skim to Did I just hit end? No. I hit my phone. Pardon me.
Here we go. Road work.
Oh, geez.
Ahead.
Okay. That's better than it used to be. They used to have the whole lane blocked off. Remember that?
Yes.
For a long time? I always wonder about these people over here in their trailers.
In the middle of...
Just down the middle of nowhere.
There is... Yeah,
we're out now. We're out of the zone. We're back in 5G territory, which means we can get our music back going.
Left lane is closed ahead. There is still construction.
Oh, still construction? That's lame.
I'm going to try to get around this guy, though.
We're hoping most of the traffic is coming north because people are leaving Las Vegas.
Hopefully.
To get home, right?
Usually people are either LA or Salt Lake. They go to Vegas on Friday, come back on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Before work.
Right.
Or early Monday morning for those that don't need their sleep.
We're doing the, like, when everyone should be at work. That's when we're doing this. Ooh.
Thanks.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, that'll be... that'll do it for us for now. We'll be back with more, and we'll see you soon. Okay. Kim and I are out here at the pool here in Las Vegas.
Beautiful Las Vegas.
Yep. We just went to a grocery store, like some kind of weird nerd. And, oh, who's that?
I don't know.
Oh, just being friendly. Took Tom Merritt to a grocery store. I've never done that before.
Your bingo card is almost full.
You got a thing there.
In my teeth?
Yeah, I got a weird little thing.
No one on this can see it, though.
Nope, that's true. Kim has a thing in her teeth, and you can't see it. Anyway, we've seen a few people so far. Did some breakfast with some folks, and that was fun. I was going to record there, and I forgot.
That's
right.
Totally. Did I get it?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
Yeah. You just had a little bit of Mississippi back in your
life. I had a little bit of spinach in my teeth. Great.
Yeah. But we're here at the Plaza, which we like quite a bit. I will say, though, we got a couple of weird issues with our room. Our bed has, it looks like they were filming My 900-Pound Life or whatever that show's called.
Oh, my gosh. There's a little part that's just kind of indented.
The bed's just like, grr. It's like broken there. We could flip it, but I'm nervous about what's under there. Body or something.
More nervous about that than I'm willing to flip it.
Yeah. And what else? The drawers are all jammed. They don't work right. But other than that, it's fine.
Yeah,
toilet's
great.
A little
it's
slow.
Totally.
You got to keep an eye on it while you're getting the old flusher going.
It's fine. It's just fine.
The Guy Fieri on the road channel works fine. What else? It's all good.
It's all right.
We don't complain.
No.
Yeah, but we like it here. They're always very nice to us here. And today we went to BTO.
MTO.
MTO.
Okay. Cafe.
What's BTO? It's a band?
No, that's BTS.
No. Wait a minute. BTO. Yeah, no, Bachman Turner Overdrive. That is a band.
Okay.
But it's an old band.
I don't know it.
There's far from a K-pop band you could be. So you were right.
Sounds
to say
about
it.
Right. Okay.
Everybody else is getting in kind of today, I think, on and off throughout the day.
Sort of, yeah.
And Kim and I just stole a little private time out here by the pool. Nobody's
it's
here.
It's lovely. And it's like in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. It's like 82, maybe 83.
It has been a very long, cold winter in Utah.
Yeah.
So it's very nice to be here.
A nice little breeze.
Yeah.
I do want to find out. We noticed so much green stuff. We talked about it in the last bit. But so much green in areas we're not used to being green on our way here. Mm-hmm. That it makes me wonder if that Lake Mead problem they're having is better now.
I don't know.
Because they were really worried about that. And they were,
they
finding,
were
like,
and they're
bodies
talking about
stuff.
Yeah. It was that low.
Yeah. They did. They found like some old 1960s mob
like,
hits.
Well, like bodies and drums.
Yeah.
And
trying to
drums.
Hide the body.
Crazy.
And probably people who did that are long gone. Like,
yeah.
They're in their own drums now. Anyway. Yeah, it just couldn't be nicer right now.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we had good food this morning. Omelet. I had a veggie omelet. Like some kind of weirdo.
I had the bodybuilder omelet, which had a lot of meat in it. A
lot of meat in there.
It was very good, though. It was egg whites. Good stuff.
So, yeah, we just wanted to check in. We'll do these throughout. Probably have some other voices on here as well as we get a minute. Probably get Claire to say something. My sister Wendy when she gets here.
Totally.
I don't know when they're getting here.
Tomorrow, I think.
Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what time?
No.
So, yeah, they'll get here. I'll probably have them on for a bit. And anyone else that people want to hear.
Totally.
Maybe they don't want to hear anybody.
Maybe
they only want to hear us. I don't know. This is Skim. Gosh dang it. All right. We'll see you for more soon.
See you then.
Bye.
Hello. I guess it wasn't working.
Here we are on the final day of TMS Vegas because Kim and I were so busy and we had nowhere that had quietness. There was nowhere quiet. We ended up not recording anything else since the last time we spoke, which was, what, Tuesday?
That's all right, though. I mean, it was a lot of fun. We talked to a lot of people. We had a great time.
Did you play any of the arcade games?
No, I did not.
Kim.
I know.
We go to this arcade where it's only a $5 cover charge.
You
go in there. All the games are on free play.
I mean, people were playing on all of them.
Oh, yeah. It was, yeah, but I think you could have played one or two. People think it's weird that I'm... I want to play them all and you don't want to play any of them.
I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. That was really fun.
I was talking to a lot of people.
They're actually thinking about making that the meet and greet next year. So
that's
where we all get to know each other and hang out and stuff.
Maybe I'll finally play one of those games.
But as you can probably hear in my voice, a lot of yelling, a lot of talking. Whoa, what was that?
He's plastic on the road.
Scared me. Something just flew over the car. Anyway, shout out to everybody we saw. Lots of people saying they love Skim.
I know, we did get a lot of that. I love it.
Yeah, a couple of people I didn't expect to say that sort of thing, and they totally did. So that was nice.
Shout out to Bobby, Ann, and Barry.
Barry, Ann, and Bobby.
They got a room that was attached to the pool, so we were all able to hang out in that area without having to be with people who weren't part of the group. Because I'm sure they're looking at all of us like, what's going on here?
I didn't get to hang out there near enough.
No, not near. It never is.
Oh, and then between last we spoke and now, my Kickstarter launched for my new card game and already funded and is on its way to its stretch goals. And we got to play it in the board game room.
Everyone had a good time with that.
That was super fun. Kim filmed a bunch of it, taught a bunch of people some rules. They all seemed to have a good time. And I'm pretty jacked about
about
that
thing.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. Yeah, really excited about it. Anyway... It's hard to even know what else to talk about.
Like it was fun because we met a lot of old friends that we've seen 1,000 times and love to hang out with, and we met a lot of new people.
And my two sisters
so
were there.
Fun.
That
and
was
your
cool.
Sisters were there.
Yeah, I don't get to do that very often. So
no.
I guess we did in 2019, didn't we?
Yeah, but even at family get-togethers and reunions and stuff, it's just kind of crazy and so many people that you don't get to just sit and have, you know, long conversations over lunch.
Yeah, but I mean at this, right?
I know.
2019.
You didn't get to do that then.
So yeah, it was good having them around. What else did I want to say? We had Hash House this morning, which means we had to share a gigantic chicken and waffles thing.
It's so much food
it's
at
so
Hash
good,
House.
Though. It's so good. I feel like you give yourself a minor heart attack in that place. But back to the grind.
It's
back
not
to
even the heart attack grill.
No. I'm going to work it off, though. I got plans.
You got plans?
I got plans.
You're like, got one thing marked off, another thing happening, and we're going to start walking every day,
yep.
Right?
Oh, a couple recommendations. Kim and I went really late down Fremont Street on Tuesday, I guess it was.
Mm-hmm.
That was a Tuesday?
Yeah.
And we were at karaoke with a bunch of people before that, and then we went to Fremont, and it was loud and awesome as always, and we went down there, and then we found this hot dog place called Dirt Dog, or Dirt Dogs.
Yeah, I don't know
which sounds
it's
gross.
It's,
it's not, though. That is
you
the,
know how I feel about sand in my food.
Yeah. One of the best hot dogs I've ever had.
Yeah.
Unbelievably
so good.
Good. It was so good. Can't recommend it enough. It's on the far end of the strip by the Heart Attack
Apparently,
Grill.
Apparently, talking to someone from Vegas, there's a few of them.
Yeah, there's some scattered about. I think it's the only one that's like in a strip / old Vegas place. Because none of the rest of the strip has one. But
right.
The one place I really wanted to go was El Gordo, Tacos El Gordo? Del Gordo? What is it?
El Gordo.
Apparently that's the end-all, be-all, best thing ever.
Taco place.
Ever.
All right.
We'll go in May.
Okay.
When we come back.
We'll do it next time. Next time on Skim.
So there's our food recommendation for today. Go to Dirt Tacos.
Dirt Dog.
Dirt Dogs. I'm so brain dead right now. This is the problem. You spend 4 days just hobnobbing. I'm going to need a day just to decompress and get, like, right in my head.
I did get a chance at the pool to sit and talk with Mitsula, who gave me multiple recommendations next time we were in Vegas for food. He just knows. He knows all the places.
He knows everything. And he knows all the best off-strip stuff.
Yeah.
Which is something you want to know because you don't always want to be on strip, right?
It's too much sometimes.
Yeah, and other great locals, Shoujo and her husband are awesome.
Yeah, and they know all the places to go too. They talk about stuff too.
Yep.
That we need to do next time we're here.
And what's the name of that arcade? We gotta recommend that.
Player One.
Player One. Not Ready Player One. No, just Player One. This is a Player One arcade.
It's a bar arcade, just so
far.
You know, it's 21 and older.
21 and older. But
$5 to get in, and you play all the games you want.
Yeah, you don't have to drink or anything if you don't want. You just go in there and play. And all the, oh, they do one thing that they should at least know about. What was that sound? That was an airplane. The games are all set to difficult, high level difficulty.
Really?
Yeah. It's because the reason is they don't want you stuck on one machine for too long, so everybody can play.
I didn't know that.
That would have been worse for me. Yeah, you would have probably had a hard time. Like, Joust by the third level, it was just, like, 10 times harder than it's supposed to be.
Oh, gosh.
Because I know that game up and down, and I know it's not right. But anyway, all old classic arcade games. It's totally awesome, so you should check it out. I guess that's it.
Yeah.
We went to Vegas. We had fun.
We ate a lot of food, so there's my foodie.
Yeah, we ate a lot of good food. We, beautiful drive up and back so far. The drive here was insane. I just loved that. Clouds were out. Green everywhere.
Another good drive. We're headed back to see the dogs.
Yep. See my dog, see my daughter, Taylor's kids, and
Carter's birthday's this week.
Carter's birthday. She's turning the ripe old age of 26.
Good job. All right.
She is currently 20. She is a quarter of a century old right now. Wait, is this the year you can get a really good deal on rental car stuff?
I don't know.
Or you can finally drive
a rental.
Rent a
she won't, so it doesn't really matter.
No, because she doesn't like driving. Anyway, so we're going to do that. This will do it for our fun time extraordinaire. We hope you had a good time listening to us, and we'll see you next time on a proper episode of Skim.
See ya.
Bye, everyone.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
If you like what you just heard, there's a very good chance you will like all the shows on the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.